2 Kings, chapter 21. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, after the abominations of the heathen, whom Yahweh had cast out before the children of Israel, because he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal, made a grove, as did Ahab, king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven and served them. And he built altars in the house of Yahweh, of which Yahweh had said, In Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts for the house of Yahweh. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. He wrought much wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which Yahweh said to David, and to Solomon his son, In this house, and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they did not listen and obey, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom Yahweh destroyed before the children of Israel. And Yahweh spoke through his servants the prophets, saying, Because Manasseh, king of Yehuda, has done these abominations, and has done wickedly above all that the Amorites did which were before him, and has made Yehuda also to sin with his idols. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, Behold, I am bringing evil upon Jerusalem and Yehuda, that whoever hears of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria, and the plummet of the house of Ahab, and I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipes a dish, wiping and turning upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they will become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies. Because they've done that which is evil in my sight, and have provoked me to anger since the day their forefathers came forth out of Egypt, even to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to the other, beside his sin, with which he had made Yehuda to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh. And now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Yehuda? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah. And Amon, his son, reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulameth, the daughter of Haruz of Jotmah. And he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the ways that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook Yahweh, Elohim of his forefathers, and did not walk in the way of Yahweh. And the servants of Amon conspired against him, and killed the king in his own house. And the people of the land killed all them that had conspired against King Amon. And the people of the land made Jehoshaphat, his son, king in his stead. And now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Yehuda? And he was buried in his sepulchre in the garden of Uzzah, and Hoshea, his son, reigned in his stead. End of chapter 21.